Eila pekudei ha-mishkan mishkana eidu. So Rashi quotes from the Medrash Tanchuma, the what's pshat, the double language of mishkan. Eila pekudei ha-mishkan mishkana eidu. So Rashi quotes in the Medrash that these two words, ha-mishkan mishkan, allude to the two temples, the two bate mikdash, the Beis HaMikdash HaRishon and Sheni, that were taken from us, that they were destroyed. So on a play on words, Rashi's saying, Chazal is saying, you say the word Mishkon as Mashkon. Mashkon, we know, means a collateral, a pledge, a collateral you take that you give them like your watch and you'll pay back the loan or whatever it may be. And the Chazal are telling us that the two Batei Mikdash are like collateral. What are they collateral for? Because of the chatam, because of the sins the Jewish people made. And therefore, when God, when we restore, when we do tshuva, so then we'll get the Mishkon back. So, there's a famous pshat from Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky in the Emes Yaakov on what's the pshat, Mishkon, Mashkon. So, when a person goes into debt, so they have to sell different things. So the least important things they sell until they finally get to something that's so valuable to them they don't want to get rid of, so they do it on collateral. Until I get it back, I'll just put this out, but I want to get my watch back, my jewelry, whatever it might be. So too, Rav Yaakov says, so to a Jew in the Goas, that we never lose our connection. We're coveted Beis HaMikdash and Mishkan. And therefore, that's the parallel of Mashkon Mishkan. It's showing the love of the Jewish people. Even when we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, we never forget about it, and we're still longing to get it back. And others point out that it's a good night to the Jewish people. That when the Pasuk in Parashat Mishpatim talks about Mashkon collateral, so it says if a person, it talks about giving back, if a person needs the day collateral, so you take it at night, give it back during the day, or we talk about an Ani, an Ashir, so basically when the person needs the collateral back, they get it. So the Shaila is then, if the Beis HaMikdash is collateral, so how come we don't get it back then? How come we don't have it? So the commentators explain is because what's the pshat? It says if a person cries out for it, then he gets his object back. If it really bothers him so much, so then the person says, I'll show compassion and I'll give it back. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waiting for. He's waiting for us to cry out, and he asks for it. If we cry out, it's good night. It doesn't bother us enough. Well, on Sivros Mitzrayim, we just got used to it. So we have the pshat of two schools of thought. We have from one, the Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, that we chose our connection, our longing for the Beis HaMikdash. On the other hand, we chose, we're not longing for it. As if it did, we'd have it back. So to try to make shalom between the two, we know as a kol in life that We all forget things. That the Gemara says, Yud Beis Chodesh, you remember your loved ones. That's why you put the monument up after a year, the old meaning. But the different memories, some people remember things longer. But what is clear is, right after you lose something, you definitely feel it right away. Shiva Shloshim, or it's not even a loved one. Like you miss something. After a while, as we know, it's human nature. You get used to doing without it. So many things in life, that's a good thing. You're used to different luxuries. You don't get them, so you get used to it, you miss them. When we're talking about the Beis HaMikdash, it's not a good thing. So perhaps so, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, he's talking about like we have by the Maharal Midiskin with the Eved Ivri, that why are you doing it? If he asks in the area after the time he works, it should be right away when he did the sin. The answer is no, the slavery is the sin. But if it shows he wants to continue, that means he takes the slavery as a good thing. It's great, I don't have to worry about making a living. My owner will take care of me. So similarly here, in the beginning, so the Mishkan's a Mashkan. It's like we long for it, like that watch or jewelry, and you always remember you want to get it back. But after a while, it turns into a Mashkan. It turns into something you're only going to get back if you scream out and want it. And that's the Yesod, and that's what the Medrash is saying about that. The Mishkan Mashkon is that we lost the two temples and God's waiting for us to do tshuvas. In the beginning, we felt the connection. The longer we go, we lose the connection. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waiting for us to do tshuva. And those are the two meanings of the Mashkon. Mashkon, on one hand, we still have our link to it. On the other hand, we're losing our link, and that's why we have to do tshuva. Perhaps the month of Nisan coming up, the month of Geulah, we do a tshuva, and we get to rebuild the third Beis HaMikdash.